Well, hello there, everybody. It is Rock and Roll Tuesday, my favorite day of the week, as you know, and Freddie is on the phone again today. So instead of Freddie surprising me with a question, I actually know for the very first time, I know what the rock and roll trivia question is going to be, and I know what the answer is, and I figured out the answer anyway. But, you know,
You would get this one. I mean, you would have been all over this one anyway.
I have the information in front of me today, so I know what he's going to ask. So this is going to be a little bit different, but what kind of question you got today?
Well, it's obviously Rock and Roll Tuesday. We're doing number one hits, and we're doing the number one song 50 years ago today. This was the number one tune in America. Name it, the group. If you can name what song was on the flip side of this capital single.
Oh, my goodness. This would be 1966, 50
Correct.
Years ago. Yeah. Wow. Well, Freddie, that's a good question. I know what the answer is already, and you're right. I would have known anyway.
Yeah, you've been all over this in the first two or three chords.
But I've been able to find the record, and I'm going to play it right now. So
there we go.
Everybody name the song and the artist.
And name the other side, the flip side.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way.
It's time now to get back to rock and roll trivia today from Freddie Kiger, and is here to give you the answer to the trivia question.
Well, try to see it my way.
We
can work it out.
We can work it out. That's right.
We can work it out. And what was on the flip side? Obviously by the Beatles.
Yeah. A day tripper. Yeah. She's a day tripper. She was a day tripper. Yeah, what exactly does that mean, Freddie? You got your own opinion on that?
You know, when I kind of looked it up, confirmed all this, I didn't really get into the essence of the name.
Yeah.
It may have some sexual overtones. I don't know.
It might. That's
it
right.
Might. But anyway, that single was released as a double A-sided single.
That was cool when they used to do that.
Yeah, the first time both sides of a single were in an initial release. Yeah, so a little bit of rock and roll history.
Yeah.
We Can Work It Out went to number one, stayed there for 3 weeks. Day Tripper peaked at number five.
And We Can Work It Out was also covered a little later by Stevie Wonder. Did a great version of that song.
Yes, yeah. It was.
So much of the genius of Lennon and McCartney and the Beatles. And Freddie, thank you very much. Always enjoy a Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Well, thank you for allowing us to traipse merrily down sentimental and memory lane.